Well, we were almost done. Sarah knew it, and I knew it. All that was left was to tie the pieces together, to help her to integrate everything we had talked about together, to help her to see how it was all applicable, indeed essential, to her business all about pies. "I understand what you mean by hard systems," she said. "The sign in my shop, the floors, the walls, the display cases, the tables, my people's uniforms, and so forth. In other words, all of the visual elements of my business and the way they all fit together. In fact, when it's all done correctly, the entire business should look like one fully integrated, beautifully designed system." "I even understand what you mean by information systems," she continued. "My ability to extract from the day-to-day operation of my shops," she was already thinking about four shops rather than one, "how many pies are sold, what kind of pies, the time they were sold, how many customers came in each shop and when, how many bought pies to go, how many slices of pie were sold to eat on the premises, how many of the customers who bought pie to eat on the premises bought a pie to go, and so forth. And I can imagine a good deal more than that I would like to know now that I've begun to think about it. What I don't fully understand is the soft systems part. Can you tell me a little bit more about that? I can't possibly imagine my people using, what did you call it, the PowerPoint selling system?" "I suspect you do without realizing it," I said. "Remember what I talked about early on when we were discussing innovation? Hi, have you been in here before? As opposed to, hi, can I help you? Well, what's your version of that? Remember when we talked about the game worth playing and the recruitment process the manager used at the hotel? What about the script he used when he told the story about the boss's game? What's your version of that? And remember when we talked about the hotel's checklists and then went on to describe the management system that defined them? What's your version of that?" "In fact," I continued, "every written or verbal communication with anyone who comes into contact with your business is a soft system. What so few of us understand is the power of those words when they are totally integrated. That your recruitment script and your shop's name and the training you conduct in your school and the words in your customer brochures and your ads, everything you say must work together just as the visual components of your shop must work together to make one powerfully effective message. That you are all about pies, and that there is no one, absolutely no one else like you. There was no one else telling the same story. There was no one else using these same words in exactly the same way as you are. And that these words represent the idea behind All About Pies, the idea that comes from your mind and your mind alone, the idea that your aunt understood so well and that you understand so well, the idea of your business, which is the lifeblood of your business, which is the heart of your business, which is the spirit of your business. And you know now how valuable that spirit is, Sarah. It's got to be cherished. It's got to be shared with others. It's got to be set free upon the world. That's what soft systems are. Do you get it now? Do you see how all of this fits together into one lovely, endurable, however ever-changing, wonderful whole? Can you see now why I say that the technician's role is not enough by far? That there's so much more to be done if your business is ever to live up to its potential? And that it's fun? Sarah was grinning from ear to ear.